Blog Talk Radio.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGEL LendingTeam.com or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564, complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at RonSiegelRadio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Subject to change and without notice, licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1866775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Radio Show, only on Financial News and Talk. Now live in studio, your host, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries. As we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media, this is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots so you know the actions you can take, how your family or business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message. I do deliver it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or any time at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. And let me remind you, if you ever have any more finance-related questions, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you. Just remember, that number, 800-306-1990, is the number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me first. There are no operators standing by. I am it.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
While I do have a great team when it comes to developing a financing plan, a plan to save you money, I personally work with you even if you don't have any needs today. Save this number in your phone for future reference, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. And, of course, every day we celebrate on Ron Siegel Radio. Hard to believe. The end of July, the last day of July. We're already at that final day of the month. Holy cow. We'll get some feedback coming in there. So, last day of July. What are we celebrating today? National Mutt Day? Yeah, I don't think so. I can go with the other two, though. Raspberry Cake Day. We'll take that one. And we will also enjoy a little bit of National Avocado Day. Yeah, we like that one, too. We go both ways. Two celebrations of the day going right there. Dow Jones Industrial Average, it's skyrocketing this morning, up 156 points. Have you been watching this roller coaster that we've been on? What's causing the roller coaster? We're going to talk about a lot about that today. That's going to be a key focus for us. What is causing this roller coaster? Well, we know that there was a message came out early morning today. The markets were fairly flat in the very, very early hours of the day, California time. Markets fairly flat at that time. And while they were flat at the time, what we were seeing, all of a sudden, that was in the futures market. All of a sudden, we see a message come that there might be some settlements coming in the trade dispute with the U.S. and China. Good thing right there. That one there took the market from maybe 20, 30 points up on the futures to over 100 up. Right now, we're sitting at 156 points up on the futures. Now, I have not looked. I'll take a look real quick while I'm talking to you. But one of the key items that's been on there is we've been watching Apple. We've been watching Facebook. Those are some of the big tech stocks that are going on in the market. So why are we watching those so closely? And they just have a lot to do with they've been the leadership class of the market. Now, right now we're looking. Apple is up a bit in the market right now, 190.81. Big news will come, and this will affect the market in a big way. We're going to see after hours today, we're going to see what is happening with Apple. They've come out with their earnings report. Now, being that they are such an industry leader, it is a big issue as to what they have to say, what their guidance is, and that will have a big effect on the market tomorrow. Why do I tell you that right now? Well, the big issue of it right now is those folks. You also add in their Alphabet, which is Google. They're in every one of our 401ks. If they're in all of our 401ks, they're going to have a big effect on our lifestyle. They're going to have a big effect on what we think and feel. Just a thought right there. That's the consumer confidence. And we did get the consumer confidence number came out. We'll talk about that in a little bit. That consumer confidence number, strong. But we'll talk, again, like I say, we'll talk about that in a little bit. What else is happening in the news? I found it very fascinating watching the news this morning and last night. There was a big question mark, and I saw a lot of people were chastising the president because he said that he had no problem speaking to the leadership of Iran. Now, he came out and said, you know, we don't get along with Iran, but he doesn't have a problem speaking to the leadership of Iran. It's better to talk than not talk, according to the president. He also said the same thing when it came to speaking with the leader of Russia, the leader of North Korea. Now, here's why I find this fascinating, because that's not really the news. That's not really what I wanted to share with you. You can see that in any news broadcast yourself. What I want to share with you is the difference of the mega rich, mega elite, and how they treat the world in a completely different fashion. Now, I would have those comments with my kids, right? I would say to my kids, if you have a problem with somebody, have a conversation with them, resolve the issue. it's better to talk than it is to fight. Contrast that with LeBron James yesterday doing a very, very good deed. He was opening up another school, and I think he's planning on paying like 1,000 scholarships for young people. You got to give him props for that. You got to say thank you. You got to say that's great leadership. But he goes on to say that he would never sit down for a conversation with the president. How does he believe that he's going to be, could ever influence what's happening in the world in a positive way if he thinks he's going to do it through a media that's totally biased? They're going to chop up what everybody has to say to fit their own narrative. Yet LeBron James, who has a great platform, who's got a big megaphone, could have a positive impact on society in a much greater way by teaching people, you know something, maybe you don't agree with the way the president does things. Don't you think you'd be better off having a conversation with him and trying to either learn from him, that's possible, or educate him, either one. Now, just if, you know, I know LeBron's got a lot of kids. He does some great work for kids. Doesn't that make sense to try and influence people in that manner? Wouldn't that be a lot more logical? Just a thought for you right there. And that's just the difference of trying to teach people the right and wrong way of doing things. And I get it that LeBron doesn't like the way the president does things, again. But, you know, something, try and change the world instead of just creating adversity and animosity, LeBron. Maybe that would be a better use of your megaphone. And it's not as big as the president's. But you know something? You saw what Kim Kardashian did. She went to the president and said, you know something? I see an injustice. He changed. Well, and he corrected it. Maybe LeBron could do the same thing if he wasn't so egotistical, saying, you know something? I'm just not going to talk. I'm gonna go about it a different way. Just a thought for you. Moving right along, what's going on in the world? Other news of the day. Bob Woodward is writing an inside account of the Trump White House. How would he be able to know an inside account of the Trump White House? The next writer to take a close look at the presidency, Bob Woodward, celebrated journalist of Watergate fame, has written Fear, Trump in the White House, Simon & Schuster announced Monday. The book is coming out September 11th. Wow, doesn't that tell you a whole lot about it? According to the publisher, Woodward is drawing on hundreds of hours of interviews along with notes, files, and diaries to evoke the harrowing life within the White House. Fear also renews a Woodward tradition that had been on hold for several years, a book about the sitting president released during an election year. Unbelievable. How would he know what is going on within the White House?
This is ridiculous.
Absolutely. The only one worse than that, probably Carl Bernstein. I mean, he's on MSNB Hee-Haw on a regular basis. Probably won't find anything of value there. Moving right along, Chicagoans want Mayor Rahm Emanuel to resign. That's interesting. Activists are calling on Chicago's Democrat Mayor Rahm Emanuel to resign ahead of massive protests scheduled for this week. Protesters are planning to walk along Lakeshore Drive during Thursday's rush hour on the first day of Lollapalooza Music Festival and end up at Wrigley Field during a Chicago Cubs game. Reverend Gregory Livingston and other organizers for the March Against Violence reportedly went to City Hall on Monday to tell Emanuel not to vocalize his support because they're asking for him to resign. The call of the people is resign, Rahm, Livingston told the Chicago Tribune. So how then can you back your own regime change? How do you sanction your own termination? How dumb, naive, and self-hating do you think we are? The Tribune reported that the group is calling for Emanuel and Chicago Police Superintendent Eddie Johnson to step down in the face of the city's failure to stem its gang and police-related bloodshed. Simply amazing. Moving on in the news, Trump 2020 banner displayed by fans at Yankee Stadium. Several fans at New York Yankees baseball game held up a re-elect Trump 2020 banner. While the scene was met with some boos from the crowd, it also elicited cheers and whistles. The banner also had Trump's re-election slogan, Keep America Great, printed on it. Politics and sports have intersected in recent months, especially since the NFL and President Trump have been at odds regarding national anthem protests. I would certainly say that I would be one of them that is in favor of the president telling the NFL, you know something? figure out how you can be thankful for the country you're in. Those guys would not have the possibility of earning what they're earning, doing what they're doing, if it wasn't for the great country that we are in. They should, like all of us, be thankful for where we are. Just a thought, you are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, ways a debt collector may be breaking the law. What's happening in the mortgage market right now? You need an agent, will always put you first. Ways a debt collector may be breaking the law. Simple things you can do every day to stretch a buck. And a convicted burglar reveals 9 secrets to keep your home safe. All that and more. You can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us. Facebook.com/Ron Siegel Radio, on Twitter at Ron Siegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10+% return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Did you know that banks and credit bureaus are rewarded financially if you have bad credit? And the worse your credit score is, the more money they can make off of you? How does that make you feel, knowing that banks are getting rich off of your hard-earned money? How does it make you feel, knowing that if a bank or a credit bureau makes a mistake on your credit report, they benefit from it and it hurts you? The Fair Credit Report Act of 1971 requires banks and credit bureaus to report only accurate information, and nearly 100% of all credit reports are inaccurate. If you're sick and tired of being broke and tired of being robbed by the banks, you owe it to yourself and to your family to call Rondi. Rondi is a FICO-certified credit professional and has helped thousands of people just like you get out of debt and establish great credit. Rondi's number is 855-608-1990. Again, that's 855-608-1990. Or visit creditsanitizer.com. Again, that website is creditsanitizer.com.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice, licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037, and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions, as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. In the Mortgage Minute today, being brought to you by our friends over at Gold Star Mortgage. When you're ready for that next mortgage, Gold Star is the only company I know of that has the FastPass loan approval. That is the one that will help you save $10,000 to $30,000 potentially on your new home. How do they do it? Well, they get your file totally underwritten before you ever talk to these to a property owner, before you make your offer. What does that mean for you? Well, it means a simple thing. You're going to be able to go in and make a same as cash offer. You ask your real estate professional, checkbox J4 on the residential purchase agreement. So, Mortgage Minute, what's going on? Stocks, bonds, both higher so far today. Highly anticipated personal consumption expenditures report, PCE, which is the Fed's favored measure of inflation, showed that inflation eased a bit overall. Previous headline and core readings from last month were revised lower by 0.1% on a year-over-year basis. After the revision to last month, the report today was unchanged. Headline inflation remained at 2.2%, which was lower than the 2.3% expected. The core rate, which strips out food and energy prices and is the main focus of the Fed, also remained at 1.9%, which was lower than the 2% expected. Bonds reacted favorably to the tame inflation number. Why do we strip out food and energy prices? Well, the easy answer for that one is because we're always concerned when we have food and energy prices. Those are numbers that the Fed can't control through their policies. So they don't really worry about those too much. They're leaving those out of the numbers. In housing, so then we look at over at the employment cost index. That used to be the old Fed Chairman Greenspan's favorite measure of inflation, was also reported this month. The index was up 0.6% quarter over quarter, which was slightly less than expected. More importantly, private sector wages and salaries rose 2.8%, which is slightly higher than the last read of up 2.7% and the hottest gain in 10 years. What is the employment cost index? Well, they're looking at wage growth on a quarterly basis instead of looking at what happened on a month-to-month basis, which can be skewed by different issues. They're looking at the quarterly numbers. Housing news, the Case-Shiller Home Price Index, which tracks the changes in the value of residential real estate across the U.S. Reports showed that home price appreciation continued to be solid, but you wouldn't know it from the media. They don't want to tell you that kind of information. They don't want to let you know that the economy is doing well. You feel it. I feel it. Too bad the media won't report it. Unbelievable. The National Index covers all 9 U.S. Census divisions, reported a 6.4% annual gain in May, which was unchanged from April. Now, you have to realize this is a little bit of dated material. Case-Shiller always goes back, is reporting from 3 months ago, and it reports the 3 months preceding that is how they get their data. The National Index covers all 9 census divisions, reported 6.4% gain. 20-city index showed that home prices rose at 6.5% on a year-over-year basis, which was a slight decline from 6.7% the previous reading, but still very strong. Amazingly, there were articles in the media that said home price growth eases again. Really? You got to find the media.
It is what it is.
Yeah, they're a bit ridiculous, aren't they?
This is ridiculous.
So you go from 6.7 to 6.5. Yes, that is down a little bit, but it's extremely strong. Shouldn't that be the headline? It is amazing how disconnected these individuals are. National reading unchanged, 20 city only modestly moved lower, but the states of appreciation are still unbelievable. Strongest gains were in Seattle, Las Vegas, and San Francisco. Let's see where we are. California or Los Angeles up 0.5%. Monthly change up 7.6% year over year. San Diego 0.6 and 7.3 year over year. So we're still seeing extremely strong growth in all of these numbers. Now, the big number that's going to come out, and we're going to be watching it for you, the big number to come will absolutely be Friday when we see the jobs report, how many new jobs were created. I'm going to say we may see a little bit of a surprise on the light side. An unfavorable surprise. Why would I say unfavorable right now with all the things that are going well in the economy? Businesses may be tapering off a little bit of their purchasing or of their hiring because of the uncertainty with the trade issues. Now, we all know that they're going to come back. It's going to be resolved. But I do believe that we may see a little bit of hedging by business and saying, you know, something, we might wait a little bit before we hire. Just my one person's opinion. That is the Mortgage Minute, again, brought to you by our friends over at Gold Star Mortgage. When you are ready for that next mortgage, Gold Star has all the programs you could be looking for. They've even got some that you may not have been thinking about, and that could be the ones that are the private money deals where you don't think you can buy a house, but you know something? You probably could if you gave us a call and just checked on that information. Again, that is the Mortgage Minute brought to you by our friends over at Gold Star Mortgage. So we found some nasty surprises divorcing women often found. I saw this article. I thought I would share it with you, being that we are in Southern California and we do have such a large amount of individuals who go through divorce. An astounding 46% of divorced women recently surveyed by the online marketplace Worthy said that divorce brought with it financial surprises. Certified divorce financial analyst and collaborated on that survey and reports that the women who came in that are getting divorced often tell them they have run into nasty financial surprises resulting from the divorce experience. In the Worthy study, Building a Financial Fresh Start, 1,785 adult women were surveyed across three stages, those with divorce on the horizon, those in the midst of divorce, and those who describe themselves as divorced and determined, unquote. Some 22% of the women were 55 or older. Most of those were already divorced. Six nasty surprises divorcing and divorced women often encounter during their divorce proceedings are, I guess I should get that drum roll going. Where is my drum roll this morning? They must be taking a break. There they are. First off, being unaware of the total size of their marital debt, including the primary mortgage, home equity line of credit, auto financing, credit card debt, 401k loans, and student loans. Next, not anticipating they would have to return to the workforce. Wow. Assuming child support and or alimony would be higher or last longer. Assuming they could keep the marital home. The staggering cost of health care insurance and underestimating the cost of getting a divorce. When the survey participants were asked if they had experienced any financial surprises during divorce, 38% of women 55 and over replied they had. While this result is not something to cheer about, it was significantly lower than the younger age groups, in which nearly half said they had experienced such surprises. Before initiating divorce settlement negotiations, it is imperative that women know their net worth as a couple and can quantify joint and separate expenses. Women who stay in the dark financially during their marriage will find life after divorce more difficult than it has to be. Financial roles and responsibilities during marriage. To better understand the impact divorce has on women's finances, the survey asked women about their financial role while married. Some abdicated to their husbands all financial responsibilities, such as earning money and managing the household bills and investments. Surprisingly, younger women were more likely to abdicate control of all financial matters to their husbands than older women. While 18% of the women 55 and over had relinquished financial control to their husbands while married, that was significantly less than the approximately 23% of the women between 18 and 54 who had. But after a divorce, women must take responsibility for all household functions, including earning money, saving and investing for the future, and paying bills. By sharing responsibility for all these functions while married, women have a better shot at maintaining the same financial standard of living after divorce. Across all age groups, the majority of women surveyed said their biggest fear regarding divorce was living on one income. No to the divorce of There was a big difference among age groups when asked the women about their future financial focus. Only a sizable portion of the 55-plus age group, 38%, was materially concerned about retirement, twice as high as the millennials. Similarly, 22% of the boomer women had a primary focus over the next 5 years on building their investment portfolio, compared with only 12% of the Gen X women and less than 10% of millennial women. Women today are living longer than ever, so advising divorcing women and divorced women to get educated about investing. That will help decrease the possibility that they outlive their money. Some may have to decrease their expenses or increase their earning potential in order to contribute to an investment or retirement account each year. Ironically, despite the boomer women's focus on retirement planning and investing, 72% of them did not view their previously worn engagement ring as a financial asset. They were unaware that selling their ring could give them cash to invest and supplement their retirement savings. Nice to know divorce can bring at least one pleasant financial surprise. Where is my friend Gomer when I need him? Surprise. There he is.
Surprise, surprise, surprise.
You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, you need a real estate agent who will always put you first. Simple things you can do every day to stretch a buck. Convicted Burglars reveals 9 secrets to keep your home safe and ways a debt collector may be breaking the law. All that and more. You can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/Ron Siegel Radio, on Twitter, at Ron Siegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, Ron Siegel 1, Ron Siegel, the numeral 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Siegel Lending Team offers you buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,900. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.75%, APR 3.85%, that payment could support a $416,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6.5%, which is roughly the average home mortgage rate over the past 30 years, that same $1,900 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $314,000 mortgage. That's over $100,000 worth of home you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. All you need to do to get started is reach out to the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Call us for full details, 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 or SiegelLendingTeam.com. Equal housing lender, licensed under NMLS number 217037.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender.
Homeowners that are 62 and older are about to find out a great way to live a better retirement. It's called a reverse mortgage, and SLT can help you learn more. Call the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990 right now to receive your free booklet with no obligation. It answers questions like how a reverse mortgage works, how much you qualify for, the ways to receive your money, and more. When you call the experts at Siegel Lending Team today, you'll learn the benefits of a government-insured reverse mortgage, how it will eliminate your monthly mortgage payments, and give you tax-free cash from the equity in your home. Here's the best part. You still own your home. Now is the best time to take control of your retirement. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 to get your free brochure. Call today or visit our website at SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or simply call 800-306-1990.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. In the real-time real estate segment today being brought to you by the area-trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio, text NEST, N-E-S-T, to 79564. Find your dream home before someone else does. NEST, N-E-S-T, to 79564. You need an agent who will always, always, always put you first. That's what the important part of this. I've been listening to some of these commercials where they talk about a fiduciary in some of the different, in the worlds of investments. Well, you don't really see that too often in the world of real estate, but really that's what you're looking for, is somebody who's going to put you first, put your family first. That's the important issues when you're looking at these information. And I'm not a big fan of these discount, the Walmarts of buying and selling homes, the purple blocks or something like that, or some of these discounters. Why would I not be a fan of them? Well, it's very simple. You are talking about your castle, your biggest investment, and they're talking about how they can get you the Walmart of service. It's not a bad matter of putting the property on the MLS. That's easy. It's not a matter of getting the property onto the internet. That's easy. It's a matter of getting it found in those sources, found on the internet, found on the MLS. But then more importantly, those are keys. But what about the negotiations throughout the whole process? What about knowing who the right real estate or who the right inspectors are? What if there's requests for repairs? Who's negotiating that for you? So whether you're a rookie home buyer, gone through the process many times, having a local real estate expert who is well-versed in the neighborhood you're looking to move to, as well as the trends of that area, should be your goal while home shopping, again, after you've got the fast pass loan approval from our friends at Star Mortgage. One great example of an agent who is in your corner and always looking out for your best interests is one of the main characters on ABC's Modern Family, Phil Dunphy. For those who aren't familiar with the character, Phil is a realtor with a huge heart who always strives to do his best for his family and his clients. In one episode, he even shared an oath that he created and holds himself accountable to. Quote, "On my honor, I promise to aid in man's quest for shelter, to recognize I'm not just in the business of houses, I'm in the business of dreams in the shape of houses, to disclose all illegal additions, shoddy construction, murders, and ghosts, and to put my clients' needs before my own," unquote. Might seem silly, as it was definitely written with humor in mind, the themes of helping someone achieve the American dream and putting a client's needs above his own are not to be taken lightly. The bottom line, when you make the decision to enter the housing market as either a buyer or seller, make sure you look for an agent who exemplifies these values and will help you through every step of the process. That is the real-time real estate segment. Again, brought to you by the area trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text NEST, N-E-S-T, to 79564. Find your dream home before someone else does. So one of the big questions I get on a regular basis on Ron Siegel Radio is that of credit collection and debt collectors. So I saw an article, and I thought I would share this with you, about ways debt collectors could be breaking the law. And a strong federal law, the Fair Debt Collection Practices Act, protects consumers against certain unfair collection practices. It applies only to outside or third-party debt collectors, not creditors collecting their own debts, and only for personal, not business debts. State laws may provide additional protections. In 2018 annual report to Congress about debt collection complaints, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, CFPB, described collection complaints received by the Federal Trade Commission. In 2018, the FTC received 84,500 complaints about debt collectors, down from 88,000 in 2017. A complaint does not mean a law has been broken. and some complaints may result, maybe the result of overseas debt collection scammers who harass consumers. A collection account can have a major credit score impact if you've been contacted by a collector and are worried about your credit. There's a couple of different sources. There's creditscores.com, myannualcreditreport.com, just a few of them. First off, let's look at attempts to collect a debt not owed. Percentage of the complaints, with 39% of the complaints were from a debt not owed. The law, if you don't think that a debt belongs to you, you can send a request in writing within 30 days of receiving the initial notice that you want verification of the debt. You can also request in writing that the debt collector no longer contact you. Second, written notification about debt. 22% of the complaints were on this one, written notification about debt. The law, within 5 days of initially contacting you, the collector must send written notice of the debt that includes the amount of the debt, the name of the original creditor to whom the debt is owed, and a statement describing your right to dispute the debt. 13% of the complaints had to do with communication tactics. The law here, collectors can't call repeatedly just to harass you. However, there is no specific number of calls that they can make within a given time period. That's left up to the courts to decide. If you think a debt collector is calling too often, start making a record of every time they call and any messages they leave. Collectors also may not call before 8 a.m. or after 9 p.m. unless you've permitted them to do so or at times you've told them are inconvenient. 11% of the complaints took or threatened to take negative or legal action. Collectors can threaten lawsuit, criminal prosecution, wage garnishment, jail time, or to ruin your credit rating on – they cannot, sorry. Collectors cannot threaten a lawsuit, criminal prosecution, wage garnishment, jail time, or to ruin your credit rating unless they have the legal authority to do so and intend to do so. These threats are often illegal. Collectors must usually take you to court first and win before they can take these kinds of actions if they are legal in the first place. 10% of the complaints come false statements or misrepresentations. Here's the law. Collectors cannot threaten a lawsuit, criminal prosecution, wage garnishment, jail time, or to ruin your credit rating unless they have the legal authority to do so and intend to do so. Those threats are often illegal. Collectors must usually take you to court first and win before they can take these kinds of actions. 4% of the complaints threatened to contact someone or share information improperly. The law, collectors can call third parties such as family, neighbors, friends, or coworkers only to locate the debtor. When they do, they cannot reveal the debt, and there are limits on repeated calls. The Fair Debt Collection Practices Act is a federal law in place to place limitations on what debt collectors can do and say when attempting to collect a debt. This federal law covers a variety of instances, including mortgages, credit cards, medical debts, and any other debt for personal, family, or household purposes. Unfortunately, the debt that the FDCPA cannot cover is business debt or debt that is owed to the original creditor rather than the collection agency. As I mentioned, time, place, harassment, representation are all factored in with these federal laws. A debt collector cannot contact you in an unusual place or at an unusual time that they would know is inconvenient. They are required to refrain from using any type of harassment methods or scare tactics as well in regard to debt that may be owed. Additionally, if they're aware that you have sought legal representation for the matter, then they must immediately stop communication with you, and instead they need to contact the attorney. The Fair Credit Reporting Act is another law. This act covers certain financial aspects, including any debt being collected and reported on your credit report. Under this law, it protects unfair, deceptive, and abusive acts or practices to be done by either collection agencies or creditors. There are also state laws that are in place regarding debt collection practices, and many of these state laws are very similar to those as outlined in the Fair Debt Collection Practices Act. To learn more information about the specific laws, you can give me a call at 800-306-1990. I'd be happy to put you in touch with any one of our friends at Ron Siegel Radio who are doing this on a regular basis. Alan Hayon helps us, and Sam Parker both help out listeners of Ron Siegel Radio in these areas, and I'd be happy to put you in touch with either one of those gentlemen. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate, current events, and the financial markets. When we come back, simple things you can do to stretch a buck every day, and convicted burglars reveals 9 secrets to keep your home safe. All that and more. You can reach me anytime off air number 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter at Ron Siegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Most businesses struggle to get the online reviews they need to get a competitive edge over their competition. Rex is a brand new technology that uses text messages to direct happy clients to your online review sites, Zillow, Google, Facebook, and Yelp, and unhappy clients to a private survey so businesses can win more customers. Try Rex today by going to www.meetrex.com.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGEL LendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to reap@ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rates subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-7.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, the Your Credit Matters segment today being brought to you by CreditSanitizer.com. You have a credit report. It is wrong. What are you doing about it? Credit Sanitizer has the solutions for you. You just need to get on the website, register there, go ahead and put your email address in, put your name in there. You're going to get some information from us on a regular basis that'll help you to clean up your credit, get your credit score higher, and do what's best for your family, all that. And it's all free. You just get an email once a week from the folks. If you want some serious guidance when it comes to dealing with your with your credit, we can help you with that too. You just have to let us know. We'll put you in touch with Alan or with Sam and see if they can help you out, give you some guidance there as well. I look at all these different stories on a regular basis. I'm always scouring the various sources, looking for different data to share with you and talk about. And sometimes we don't think about basic certain things are, certain methods of saving money. And if you're thinking about buying a house, buying a car, getting ahead in life, well, you got to get on that budget. We're going to talk tomorrow. Chris Bissonette is coming in. We'll chat about college tuition planning, how you can get your college tuition paid for, maybe that you can diminish your economic family contribution. So Chris is going to come in and chat with us about that tomorrow. But one of the things I wanted to share is, you know, sometimes the concept of saving money can be really, really basic. Some of the things that you can do can be really, really basic. And some of them, you know, you don't even think about. So every one of us, or almost every one of us, have a printer at home, right? Are you using both sides of the paper on your printer instead of going and buying new paper all the time? I know sometimes you can't, but in many instances, if you're doing something to proofread it or see how it's going to look if it's printed out, both sides of the paper works just fine. If you're only using one side, the other one can become scratch paper for you. How about those garbage bags? It's just a little item right there. But you know something? They can be filled, right? You don't have to use only half the bag or fill them in, or use half and then go around the house and dump the other trashes into one bag. Cutting everything in half, literally, do you need the sponge as big as it is, or can you use half a sponge? Make it go twice as far. Reusing paper bags is another one. Turn off the lights, use natural sunlight. I go crazy running around my house always turning off lights all the time. Now, I use a lot of air conditioning, so my electricity bill is high, but you can certainly go around the house and turn off lights behind you. Pocket change. I got to admit, I never thought about this one for a long time, and I did this, and I just throw my change into, I'll date myself here, one of those old 5-gallon water bottles, and the glass ones that most of the kids have never ever seen before, right? $270 I cashed in the other day that was in change in the water bottle. If you have to eat out, hey, how about this one? I love this concept. Buy a partially used gift card. A lot of personal finance articles focus on how you could skip the expensive latte, brown bag your lunch, and so on. All great ideas, but hey, sometimes you just want to eat out. How about Boston Market? Save up to 13.8%. Chipotle, you can save money. Cracker Barrel, IHOP, Moe's, abcgiftcards.com, cardpool.com, and monstergiftcard.com are just a few of the sites that let you buy secondhand gift cards at a discount to face value. Think about that one. Check the website for their protection policies before you buy. Most will guarantee the card will work for 90 to 180 days or your money gets returned to you. How about this one? Try going all cash for a week. All credit cards go in the freezer. So we're going to say freeze your credit without calling the bureaus. Freeze your credit without calling the bureaus that way. So you're going to go all cash for a week. See what you're really spending your money on. Just a thought for you. Here's one that just kills me all the time is the idea of razors, right? They're one of the more expensive things. You wonder, how is it that cutting some hair can dull the blade of the razor, of a metal blade? Well, maybe it's not the hair that's doing it. It might be that we're leaving the water on there, or hard water. Water can do a lot of damage to a lot of things. So think about that concept. That is the Your Credit Matters segment, again, brought to you by CreditSanitizer.com. Again, as we do a regular broadcast talking about real estate all the time, I saw an article that was supposedly written by a burglar, and, well, actually, I guess it's not supposedly. It's a convicted burglar gave these secrets to keeping your home safe. Number one, when you're going out of town, have a neighbor collect the mail for you because a full mailbox tells a burglar you're not home. No car in the driveway also signals that nobody's home. Leave your car outside. Think the burglars only strike at night? Think again, they often target homes in the morning after 8 a.m. when people leave for work or school. Number four, criminals work so quickly that your alarm system may not deter all burglars. Number five, burglars who wear masks may not be scared away security cameras, which may lead them to believe you have valuables inside. Lights aren't necessarily going to chase away most burglars. Number seven, don't make it easy for the bad guys to get inside your house. Many criminals gain access without special tools, simply getting in through unlocked doors or windows.
This is ridiculous.
Yeah, that one's not a good one right there.
Idiot.
Neighborhood watch programs work. Burglars don't want to be confronted by your nosy neighbor. Number nine, a barking dog is something else that may cause a potential burglar to think twice about targeting your house. Consider this a highly effective deterrent. What are the burglars looking for? In most instances, when I've talked to law enforcement, burglars are generally looking for easy. They don't want to, there's plenty of easy or soft targets out there. So why would they want to look at you if you can make your property look like it's a little more difficult than the next guy? And it's like the old bear story. You don't have to be the fastest guy on the block. You just have to be faster than the slowest guy if you want to outrun a bear. Right? So you got the same scenario here. You just have to be faster than the easiest target. Just a thought for you. Amazing information as always. Looking else, what else is going on in the news? I guess we should look at some more. Well, you know, there was an article. Another article. Let me find that other article I wanted to share with you this morning. Also, there was something in my mind. Every time my mind. Oh, holy cow! Guacamole. I saw this one. I knew that we had to talk about this today. Are you ready for this one? I told you earlier, today is National Avocado Day, right? Do you remember me saying National Avocado Day? Well, Chipotle today is giving away free guacamole if you, I think you have to order your entree on their app or use a coupon code AVOCADO. You hear that one? Use the coupon code AVOCADO to get free guacamole at Chipotle today. So just a free deal for you right there. I wanted to share that one only today. And we ask you every day, set that first radio preset button to come back here every day to join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. I guess I got the wrong notations here. Thanks to all of our sponsors. A big thanks to John, who's engineering us today. And, of course, a special thanks to you spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions or to meet any of our guests, call me anytime. 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. And remember, make a lot of money so you can help a lot of people and have a lot of fun. Have a great day. We will talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.